No progress reported in month-long bus drivers' strike in Santa Clarita. Santa Clarita, California. No progress has been reported in the bus drivers' strike in Santa Clarita, which is in its 38th day, November 15. Emergency transit service has been in place since the strike started and limited routes are in use, but negotiations between the drivers' union and Santa Clarita Transit are not progressing. The limited bus service in Santa Clarita that has been in use since the bus drivers' strike began 5 weeks ago was updated last week, and a new schedule has been in use since. The new schedule was introduced for the 5 local routes that are in use for emergency transit service. A lack of available bus drivers led to the suspension of all services in Santa Clarita during the weekends. The bus drivers for Santa Clarita Transit began striking on October 9, 38 days ago. MV Transportation, which contracts with Santa Clarita Transit to provide bus service for Santa Clarita, began suspending routes and canceling some services when the strike started. Limited service is being offered, with school routes, Dial a Ride, and some local routes in operation on an emergency basis. 2 emergency transit service routes were added October 17, bringing 5 limited emergency routes, 6 limited school tripper routes, and Dial a Ride and access service in operation Monday through Friday. The emergency routes are in operation from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Santa Clarita Transit secured a temporary emergency contract with Transit Systems to provide emergency bus service during the strike between the union representing drivers and MV Transportation. The emergency contract with Transit Systems began providing limited, fare-free bus service for local and school tripper routes on October 10. No commuter services are being provided during the strike. Lourdes Garcia, president of Local 572, said the union is seeking a 9% pay increase for 2022, an 8% increase for 2023, and an 8% increase for 2024, according to media reports. MV Transportation is reportedly offering $19.75 per hour to start, with a 25-cent increase after 1 year, 10-cent increase after 2 years, 10-cent increase after 3 years, 15-cent increase after 4 years, and 75-cent increase after 5 years. The strike halted service for hundreds of students and passengers in the city. Santa Clarita Transit posted on its website that service was suspended on all commuter and local routes when the strike started. A driver shortage forced Santa Clarita Transit to suspend all bus service on October 9. The strike interrupted bus service for students in the William S. Hart Union High School District and passengers throughout the city. The City of Santa Clarita partners with MV Transportation for bus services. The union voted to authorize a strike on September 15. The City of Santa Clarita is not a participant in the labor dispute, MV Transportation said in a statement. The union notified Santa Clarita Transit on September 28 of the decision to halt work, but delayed going on strike for a week. City officials are encouraging both sides to continue negotiations and bargain in good faith until an agreement is reached. Santa Clarita Transit provides a school tripper service for students in the Hart District who attend La Mesa Junior High School, Castaic High School, Rancho Pico Junior High School, Saugus High School, and Arroyo Seco Junior High School. The Hart District posted on its website for those who use Santa Clarita Transit services to make alternate plans for transportation to schools. The district's yellow bus service for special needs students will not be interrupted, according to the district. No other local, tripper, or commuter routes can be served at this time. However, the city continues efforts to increase service levels, the site reads. The city is also coordinating with the Hart District to cover service gaps.